Orders to attend Vidar Kim's funeral had come both from Nabu and from Plagueis, who said that he should use the opportunity to seek out Ranha Kim and speak with him personally. Palpatine had yet to meet one-on-one with the Jedi, and a conversation with Ranhar would allow him to test his ability to conceal his true nature from another Force user. "As wicked as Coruscant is," Plagueis had told him, "the Force is strong there because of the presence of so many Jedi. If you are successful in hiding in plain sight, you will be able to conceal your nature even from the most powerful among them. Take Ranhar into your confidence, and once you have, spend some of your time on Coruscant acquainting yourself with the spired headquarters of our enemy, and ask yourself, is this not a fortress designed to hold the dark at bay?" Otherwise, Plagueis' silence on the matter of Kim's assassination had been deafening. On learning that King Tapelo had appointed Palpatine interim senator, Plagueis offered his congratulations, but nothing more. After months of not seeing him, Palpatine had hoped to find Plagueis waiting for him on Coruscant, but Higo Damask and the Munes who made up Damask Holdings were conducting unspecified business on distant Serrano. The funeral service was held at Naboo's embassy, which was located below and to the west of Monument Plaza and the Senate. Dressed in a high-collared cape and purple robes, Palpatine arrived at the ornate monad in the company of Kenman Doriana, Sate Pestage, and Janus Grigiatus, who had been dispatched to Coruscant by Tapelo, and whom Palpatine suspected had some strength in the Force. Kenman and Sate had forged an instant bond. The youthful Doriana was made for a world like Coruscant, and he couldn't have asked for a better guide to the galactic capital's titillating underbelly than Pestage, who seemed to know every nook and cranny of the place. Ranhar Kim was among several dozen guests who were attending the service. Palpatine waited until the Jedi was alone in the viewing room before approaching him. "In concealing yourself, you will not be able to rely on your dark gifts," Plagueis said. "Instead, you must be yourself, submerged in the unified pattern to which the Jedi are attuned, visible in the Force, but not as a Sith. Since you cannot allow yourself to be seen, you must make certain that you are taken for granted. Disguised in the profane, camouflaged in the routine, in those same realms from which you can attack without warning when necessary." A tall, muscular young man attired in black robes, Ranhar had thick black hair pulled into a bun behind, and with long strands in front dangling from temples to chin. In him, Palpatine could see Vidar, whose body was lying in state, supine on a massive, rectangular stone bier. A simple blanket covered the corpse from shoulders to knees, and on the chest sat a shallow, metallic bowl containing purple flowers and a lighted candle meant to symbolize the Livid Tower's eternal flame. Janus Grigiatus would transport the cremation ashes to Naboo, where they would be scattered in the Soliu River.